Chelan Produce co-owner Dave Kenzinger said they decided to cancel the summer operation because of coronavirus health precautions all along the supply chain. First, in Seattle, with their supply warehouse closed to outsiders, he would not be able to choose quality products to bring to Southeast Alaska.
Well, what I do is I actually go down there, I look at the product, and something that nobody does is I actually taste it to see what it tastes like. And that's the thing that I've always tried to put more emphasis on, was the flavor of the product. You know, so that's kind of the what I feel, at least, is what makes it possible for me to bring up really good product.
Kenzinger and his wife and business partner, Mona Christian, have been supplying Southeast Alaska with fruits and vegetables for the last 42 years.
Strawberries, blueberries, honey mangoes, melons, white sweet corn, coarse cherries, everything that you can imagine that is produce.
Chelan also has a garden store, which has already ended its summer season. Typically, the company ships about 26,000 pounds from suppliers in Seattle every 2 weeks by barge, which has increased its prices as well. Then they fly and meet the barge in Petersburg and then on to Sitka to sell at markets twice a month. Up until 4 years ago, they traveled easily throughout the region on the Alaska Marine Highway system, but that became unfeasible as ferry service has been greatly reduced by budget cuts and breakdowns. Instead, Kenzinger says he takes 9 different flights in a 2-week period, which has been logistically difficult during the pandemic, and he estimates he's in contact with close to 1,000 people during that time in transit, buying and selling. Kenzinger is concerned about COVID-19 risks across the board at his popular stands in both towns, for his customers, for his approximately 30 employees, and for himself.
Particularly in Sitka, everybody comes at the same time, so we have a huge, huge influx of people. And in Sitka, you know, we normally have 16 employees in a really small space. And in Petersburg, we usually have 8 to 9 employees. So I just couldn't figure out a way that we could do it and keep everybody safe. And I would feel really bad if, you know, I was a person that brought the virus into town and infected a lot of people.
The company announced it was canceling its summer season via Facebook and was met with an outpouring of comments with well wishes and hopes for their return. Holly Marban has been a customer and a summer employee at the farm stand in Sitka and says she's saddened at the news.
It's really a loss for the community of Sitka. It's something that, Chelan is something that I think many, many Sitkins look forward to every other Saturday when Dave and Mona come down.
Marban says there are other options in the summertime in Sitka, but she'll also miss the community experience.
So while people were waiting in line, he or one of his employees would be walking around offering samples of cherries or a slice of a nectarine or a slice of a new melon that he just brought up. And it really allowed customers to be able to have a new relationship with the food that they were buying, so that they could make an informed decision about what they wanted to serve to their family and what they wanted to have on the table that week. And was it as fresh as it looked? Or was it as fresh as it smelled? And so they were really able to enjoy that experience.
Kenzinger says he hopes to resume operations and the garden store next year, but he can't make any promises at this time.
We're on hold for the summer. We'll operate the garden store for sure next year, and then hopefully start up Chelan again next year. But the only thing I want to caution everybody is we're both 65 right now, so we're getting closer to the end of our working life than towards the beginning. So but we're definitely leaving the option open to start up again in the spring next year.
In Petersburg, management with both grocery stores, Hammer and Wecon, and the trading union told KFSK they are looking at increasing produce orders to meet customers' needs. In Petersburg, I'm Corinne Smith.